What up, what up, what up?
How's it going? You already know it's your boy, it's your man, DJ Worldwide Way, aka the Fancy Fandangler. And I'm gonna keep it real with y'all today. I'm not cooling it out and sipping lemonade in the shade. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all and enlighten y'all on some things. And y'all might just go have to go grab y'all blade. You know what I'm saying? So today, don't even put your seatbelt on. You might have to get out your whip, you might have to hop out. You might be step up in these streets, because we getting real. We getting right to the motherfucker today. You already know what it is. It's the Realest Best Podcast, a.k.a. The Rib Shack. You already know we about to go in, baby. Dirty motherfuckers, you already know what time it is, and you know I'm going hard, and you know I'm coming fast, and you know I'm coming full throttle with this shit. Man, you've been lying to motherfuckers for centuries, decades, you know what I'm saying? Shit is fucked up out here. We out here protesting, we out here crusading, and riding for hours. And you motherfuckers are still killing us in the streets, you dirty ass dogs, you know. And I'm not gonna say part of my language on this one, cause it is some real shit, man. How is it that, you know, you guys say that? Well, the only way that we can find an understanding is if we sit down and talk, and then we sit down and talk to one another on a public platform. But then you guys come back and fuck twist the words. You give your own perception of that. You know, it's not even an opinion. It's your own perception. It's like a motive. It's just like a motive. It's literally an agenda. I never told y'all that we hate white people. We never told y'all we hate brown people, green people, purple people, yellow people. None of that shit. We told y'all motherfuckers that our lives matter. And if our lives don't matter, then nobody else's lives matter, motherfucker. And we riding for y'all, too. You know, I live in Southern California. You know what I'm saying? And when Trump was throwing kids and having ICE, you know what I'm saying, come pick the kids up and throwing people, like, you know, children in cages and stuff, we stood out there with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud because you guys are out here out with us. You know, and I'm a part, you know, and I ain't on no all lives matter bullshit, none of that shit. Black lives do matter, all our lives do matter. You know what I'm saying? This is not a black or white thing, a black or brown thing, any of that. This is good versus evil. This is a spiritual battle. These motherfuckers ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? Why you think that they don't never let people say black pride, brown pride together in the sets again, and they void that out in the music? You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to be together. You know what I'm saying? They just killed a young Hispanic in Torrance, and they lied on the news, and they said that he had a gun and he ran, and that's what. And they shot him one time, and he died. When they found 7 bullets inside of him and no gun around. And where they personally killed him at is somewhere that I work and drive by every single day. It is terrible. It's despicable. You know what I'm saying? Breonna Taylor, rest in peace. Let's go arrest them motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying? It's about all of us. Real shit. It's about the blacks, the browns, the yellows. I don't give a fuck if you was a black cop. If you a piece of shit, you a piece of shit. That's what I'm telling. I'm been telling people. I'm telling my bros, my sisters, everywhere. Man, you might have to stand next to somebody you never thought that you were going to stand next to and fight. You know what I'm saying? And we fighting together for hours. You know what I'm saying? And even if you a black man and you on your, you know what I'm saying, on your shit, hey, man, you might have to slap a black man in the mouth for being a fucking coon, for being a piece of shit. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I told y'all, this ain't black-white. This ain't black-black. This ain't nothing but spiritual battle, good versus evil. You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers then came out here with this bullshit. And I'm done my research. I sat here and I watched, you know, I watched people talk. And I'm you know, and I'm gonna get on my people too. I'm sitting there, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're pushing this agenda and, you know, revolt and title. Like, you know, they had their little sit down. And they had some prominent people up there. But you gonna bring Russell Simmons on that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? We've been on these niggas all goddamn year, nigga, for the last 2 or 3 years. Nigga, ain't nobody exempt. You know what I'm saying? He the only person who figured it out and exempt himself and went to a country with no expedition laws. You know what I'm saying? Extradition laws. I'm sorry. Correcting myself. But yes. So now, whatever cases that comes up with him and, you know, and his sexual assault cases, it's going to be what it be. He ain't coming back. Nigga don't even care. Said, fuck it. Come over. I'm a live. But you got this motherfucker sitting on there talking about black problems and how we need to come together and stand together and take. Nigga, you been raping white bitches and black women. Come on, man. Come on, man. He wouldn't consider it. I told y'all this is not a black versus white problem. This is a real versus fake. This is a evil versus good problem. Real shit. This is the realest best podcast, baby. You know I'm going to give it to you every single goddamn time. And I ain't going to cut no corners with this shit. And ain't nobody exempt from this shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't the person that should be standing up there talking to us. If that's the case, shit, nigga, then we should just throw him up there, throw R. Kelly up there, and throw Bill Cosby up there and let them talk with Diddy and Jay-Z. And let's talk about how we should make the black community a better place. Yeah, nobody's feeling that shit, right? Get the fuck up out of here, okay? Yeah, come on, man. It's a better way to go. Better avenues. You know what I'm saying? That's why they made right, left, and the nigga said, fuck it. Sometimes neither one of those ways are the best way. We need to make a U-turn. Hey, come on, man. We going forward? Man, we might have to take a step back and evaluate some things. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know? And you know, every, you know, and as far as all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, niggas out here looting and stuff like that, hey man, I'm not here to tell nobody how they feel, man. You know what I'm saying? But don't call me to go loot. Call me when y'all niggas ready to go stand up on some real shit, start kicking out some motherfucking doors and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause fuck this. You know what I'm saying? You better understand the revolution is coming, motherfucker. And I can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm a leader of myself, a leader of my pack. You know what I'm saying? You better be a leader of yours. Stand up for something or fall for anything, motherfucker. Laugh now, cry later. Do yourself favors. Drew Brees, man. You didn't. I don't even know if you had a harder week or I had. You know what I'm saying? Because I was at work, you know what I'm saying, while you was tossing the football around with your kids and shit. But the comments, the bullshit, you comments you made, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say the comments and the bullshit comments because that was like a double entendre because that was some bullshit by my man, you know. You know, you didn't have the whole world hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, calling me. Because as everybody know, yes, I am a Saints fan, you know, and yes, I was saying that Drew Brees was the greatest quarterback of all time and had a lot of arguments about that, but whatever. Fuck it. It's about the comments, man. You know? And we not fucking with that shit. We not fucking with that shit, bro. You know? The world heard it. I don't gotta repeat them. You know? You know? But I can go into the details. You know, he feels as strongly about the flag as we feel about, you know, the life of a black man. And, or not even just a black man, but of any man being killed unarmed, maliciously, for no apparent reason, by the hands of the police, or by the hands of anybody, for no apparent reason. So, you know what I'm saying? Right is right, wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, and if people want to kneel for the flag politely and peacefully protest because they feel that lives should not be taken by the hands of the police. Oh yeah, I know you heard that boom. That's these fools out here in Long Beach, California. My shit been sounding like Armageddon every damn night with these damn fireworks. But that's besides the point. But yeah, if people decide to peacefully protest, you know, in the rights, you know, for the rights of their family and friends and brothers and sisters that they don't know, whether it's they're the same color or indifferent, you know what I'm saying? But at the hands of the police, and say that there needs to be a reform and there needs to be certain things they need to be taken care of and inside our community, and people need to be prosecuted properly. You say you don't respect that against the flag, and you said that you don't. You said that you don't respect it. People who kneel peacefully for the flag, you don't respect anybody who disrespects the flag because of your grandfathers who protested. You know, we're not protested, but served for the flag and the world wars and things like that. But there were also black men who served in those wars and things like that, and they were promised freedom and they were promised equality when they came back. And when they came back, they were beaten, you know, and in the words of, you know, my man's from the streets, they was fucked up, kicked, beaten, socked, sprayed with hoses, and had dogs eating them at their nuts, and they ribs and they face, not giving a fuck, and left out there. And why? Because they had an American uniform on, and they served, and they fought, and they gave their life up for that. You know what I'm saying? But they held on to their life, and they was able to come back to their families thinking that they was gonna have better rights and things like that, and you know, a lot of different things across the board. They thought it was going to be better when they came back because they gave their lives to their country. When they came back, they didn't even get the medals. You motherfuckers walking around with your goddamn purple hearts and all that shit. Hey, you earned it. But my people earned that shit too, man. So Drew Brees, you got niggas fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I got great grandfathers who served in that shit too. So you got niggas fucked up, bro. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. And then a lot of other people who got great grandfathers and uncles, you know what I'm saying? And great cousins and shit. And even younger ones with great greats. Fucker, fuck you. I ain't trying to hear that shit. So, you know, I hope, honestly, my opinion on this is that, you know, you need to be taken to the Museum of Intolerance, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about a change of heart, but just get a sense of what's real. Not, we all know what's going on right now, but we get a sense of what's been going on and what has not changed. You know, I'm a Saints fan. Y'all niggas know that shit, but yeah, man, I'm a black man before I'm a Saints fan. All day, any day, you know, and when I die, I'm gonna be a black man. And to some people in this world, I'll just be another dead nigga. And if you feel like that, fuck you, and I'm okay with that because I ride on that. It's real as best, baby. You already know what it is. Shit is crazy. Man, we've been going through a lot of tough times right now. with this protest. And you know, we got every Tom, Bob, and Bill, Jill, and Karen, and Kim coming out the woodworks, wouldn't apologize or explanation, talking about, you know, how they love black men and love black women and love the black community. And hey, if it's sincere and it's genuine, I'm not here to knock that at all, because you already know real is best over here. But you know, with some of these, I will say, man, you know, hey, if you do, that's cool and all, but you guys gotta stop saying, you know, well, I hired so-and-so over here, and I hired so-and-so over here, and I got so-and-so a job over here, and oh, Tom is one of my coolest friends, and or Tyrone is one of my dopest friends back in the day. We're still friends now. Man, I know a couple niggas my goddamn self, all right? So, all that, you know what I'm saying? The apologies is cool, and I ain't knocking it or anything, but damn. Stop justifying your apologies by saying that you know a couple niggas that you cool with. Cause I know a couple niggas that I'm cool with too. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? It don't mean shit. It don't mean shit, man. You genuine, just be real about it. Just be cool about it. You know what I'm saying? No, just be smooth about it. But all this extra shit about, you know what I'm saying, being cool with Tom, well, actually with Tyrone and motherfucking, what's it, Brian, and being cool with Devontae, you know, nobody want to hear that shit. Alright, be real about it, you know what I'm saying, like, be real and be genuine about that shit. Everything other than that, man, you know what I'm saying, everybody know what butter is, you know what I'm saying, you smooth it on the bread, you know what I'm saying, give it a little cool taste, you know what I'm saying, you might burn a little bit, you know what I'm saying, soften it up a little bit, you know, if you ain't a butter fan, you might, this is what it's called, I can't believe it's not butter, you know what I'm saying, it's fake ass margarine, nobody want that shit, you know, but some people like, but hey, it is what it is, but, you know, motherfucker, I want real butter, nigga. Don't come with that apology, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe it's not butter, nigga. I don't want that shit. And, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. Can't speak for the whole black community. That's what everybody else was trying to do. But, hey, I can only speak for his best and D-Wade himself. And, yeah, nigga, I know a couple niggas myself, man, so clean that shit up.
Sean Carter, Beyonce,
man, this shit gets fucked up. It gets fucked up, man. Kathy Griffin. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Charlie Sheen. Come. Ben Affleck. Brian Affleck. Come on, man. Barack Obama. Come on, man. He gets fucked up. And there's many more. The list goes on. No. You know what I'm saying? On and on and on. You know? Alec Baldwin, it gets crazy. You know, it gets crazy. And personally, black, white, it don't matter, man. We out here fucking kids. Your ass need to be dealt with at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We ain't fucking with that shit at all. We don't stand for it. We ain't going for it. Epstein. Shit's terrible, man. And you leave this man, it's even worse, man. You know what I'm saying? You got interview Donald Trump talking about, you know what I'm saying, in 2002 talking about how Epstein is a good dude. He's a great, he's a party guy. He likes partying. He's a good friend of his and how, you know, he likes young women. Just like I do. You know? Very young, someone said. And now, in 2020. I don't know anything about that guy. I never met him. That's our president. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I told y'all, it's not breaking news. If you do the research, you'll find out that Epstein was charged in 2008 for having sexual relations with an underage girl under the age of 14 at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know why people keep talking about Mar-a-Lago and saying Mar-a-Lago. That is Trump's island. That is Trump's little estate. That is Trump's little place. Nobody is around. He owns the whole piece of land. That is Trump's family's piece of land. You know what I'm saying? It's not fucking Mar-a-Lago. It is Trump's land. Dude, look it up. It's right there for you, man. And Epstein's lawyer, Alexander Acosta, who also was going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? You know, and when you are transporting all these elitists back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, from your island to sleep with these little girls and kids and things like that. You know, he even had Prince Andrew on there. And we already know about those, you know what I'm saying, about those European motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Blood-sucking motherfuckers. We already know about you guys. You guys have no extradition laws when it comes to sleeping with children. We know about y'all. We know what time it is over there on that side of town. So, hey, if that's what you're into, if I give your sorry ass a hint, I hope you die first, bitch. Back to the base and the facts. You know what I'm talking about? Bake this cake on y'all ass. You know, Alexander Acosta, he was the lawyer of Epstein, you know. And during Epstein's case that he caught on Mar-a-Lago, aka Trump Estates, aka Trump Land, aka Trump Island, you know, when he caught that case, his lawyer made an illegal deal through the DOJ, which is the District of Attorney,
those who don't know. And he pretty much, he made a deal, and the judge signed it. And the victims who pressed the charges had no idea about this deal, or that it was accepted, or about the signature until after it was accepted and it was signed, which is illegal in the United States. You gotta know some real high up motherfuckers for that. Come on, man. And we going through this pandemic and this coronavirus and all this shit, and these motherfuckers is going to court right now. That's what motherfuckers don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stories going on. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't pay attention to what's important and those things going on in the streets, you know, and other things going on in the world. Pay attention to this shit too. These motherfuckers is dirty. These motherfuckers is terrible. These motherfuckers is filthy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'ma keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And this might be breaking news to y'all, but this ain't breaking news to me. You can look this shit up. You can research this shit before I tell you. Challenge me. These motherfuckers are filthy. Oprah Winfrey, she was on that island. Why you think she not making, you know what I'm saying? She was trying to find the shit about Michael Jackson and R. Kelly. She ain't made shit about Harvey Weinstein or Epstein. Come on. Look at the big picture. You know what time it is. Come on, man. Look, find the clock. Everybody got a cell phone nowadays. You could be the brokest motherfucker in the world. And as much as they talk shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm an Obama crusader and all that shit. Motherfuckers still walk around with goddamn Obama phones. You know what time it is. You better look at your goddamn clock. You know. Really, it's bad.
What's going on, y'all? You already know I get my word, you know what I'm saying? And my word this time, express yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to express yourself. Sometimes, you know, people may get mad about the way you express yourself. Maybe sometimes it's about how you express yourself and the way that you articulate yourself. You know what I'm saying? But always be accountable for how you handle yourself. You know what I'm saying? How you handle things. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, how they take it is the way they are. You know I said that the looting and stuff was bullshit, you know, and I can't be mad at the way that others are expressing themselves, you know what I'm saying? You know, I can't. Everybody is themselves, and some people may have the wrong intentions. Some people may just really be expressing themselves and just don't give a fuck, and that's what it is, knocking down doors and saying, well, it doesn't matter, I'm taking whatever, because you ain't even gonna give me what's mine regardless. And when you're expressing yourself, you express yourself in many different ways, and we all go through many different situations. But at the end of the day, you can't hold that stuff in, because you're just holding anger and you'll just lash out. And then you have to be accountable for certain actions that you proceed in, because every cause has an effect. But you gotta be real about it. You gotta be real about it. And when you express yourself, you gotta be willing to stand your ground. And you gotta be willing to stand strong. You gotta be ready to stand tall. I don't give a damn if you 210. You stand tall. Because a motherfucker that's 7'2", small, no heart, scared to express themselves. You strongest motherfucker on this planet because you able to express yourself and you ain't scared to. It don't matter what situation you're going through, whether it's with somebody else, whether you battling with yourself, express yourself and be real about it and stand tall and stand your ground, because you're the leader of your tribe at the end of the day. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. You gotta be real about it. You gotta stand tall. You got to express yourself and get it off your chest. Whether it's pain, whether it's hurt, even if you expressing joy. Because we're all human and we all have that right. We were all born with that right to express ourselves. That wasn't on paper. God's right. And regardless of what you call God, whether it's Allah or anything else, and that's no disrespect to anybody, express yourself. Believe in yourself and release it. Roll with it. Live life. Fun and succeed and grow. We all got a story. We all gonna tell it one day, and it's still being written. But remember, your boy D-Way said, "Express yourself." That's my time. I appreciate y'all tapping in and tuning in with your boy. You already know who I am, DJ Worldwide Way. And I would love to hear some feedback, and I would love to hear some of y'all suggestions. So y'all can follow me on Instagram at Worldwide_Wade. Again, that is Worldwide_Wade. Or y'all can tap in with your boy on Twitter at Fancy Fandangler. And I can believe that is self-explanatory. I'm your man. I'm your boy, Worldwide Wade. I love y'all, baby. Have a blessed one.